RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Well, even though Lions-Bears at 425 doesn't mean anything in terms of playoff implications. I mean, it does for the Bears, I guess, if they're going to be a number two seed or a number three seed, but I'm not sure if they're going to care too much. The last week of the season, the NFL is always going to be great. And they've got great games on Saturday. Carolina at Tampa Bay. Hang, is that, that's for the division, right? So you got the division game playing for the NFC South at 4:30 on Saturday. Then on Saturday night, you've got Seattle and San Francisco. That game with... I guess there's no implication because the Rams are the number... is that for... That's for the number one seed? Or is the number one seed already locked up here?
No, the Niners still have a shot at one seed.
Okay, so that's for the number one seed overall. And then you've got Sunday night, Ravens and Steelers, which is for the division. And it's just so interesting. The Steelers... beat the Lions, and they're feeling great about themselves. They still have a chance to make the playoffs, still have a chance to win the division, the whole thing, right? And then they lay an egg against their rival in Cleveland, and they just look terrible doing it. They just looked awful. And now, in order for them to make the playoffs, they got another home game to finish off the season against the Ravens. And, you know, Baltimore's become a great rival as well. And you know, Baltimore is one of these teams... if they sneak in, if they get in at 9-8, Kang, I got to believe that Baltimore can still be a problem for teams in the playoffs in the AFC. Because
if Lamar Jackson's healthy, absolutely. And you saw what King Henry can do. He still got it. The problem with the Baltimore Ravens all year long is Lamar's health, and the defense is just not as good as it used to be. They don't strike fear into the opponents anymore. They're not as physical as they used to be. But maybe that can turn around because... you know, they have the history. They have some good players over there still, but can they put it all together? But yeah, if they get in, they're going to be pretty dangerous, especially with a healthy Lamar.
Yeah, they got the experience, so they know how big the games are. And I've always liked Baltimore, big Lamar Jackson fan, so I think that's going to be interesting. But there are some fun games the last week of the season in the NFL, and yeah, the Lions will finish up against the Bears. And as we get closer to that game towards the end of the week, I'm not sure what to expect out of it. I have more of an opinion later on in the week, see who's practiced, who hasn't, see what the coach has to say. I'm not sure if we're talking with Goff this week or not, see what he has to say. Is he even going to play? Is he going to be limited in how much he plays? I don't know. And I know that it's also probably a lot of people that just don't care anymore. Once you get knocked out of the playoffs, that your interest level goes to zero, time to become a Piston fan or a Red Wing fan and move on. But it's still the NFL, man. I love the NFL. I'm not going to stop watching. It's just how it is. But
doesn't it feel a little different now? Like, you and I love the NFL. We always watch every weekend, right? But when the Lions are already eliminated, watching it it wasn't the same for me yesterday. I'll tell you that much, Gator. I tell you, like, I want the entire NFC to lose somehow. Like, that's how spiteful I am right now and disappointed that the Lions aren't in it.
If I hadn't tweaked my back on Saturday, which I did, and fortunately it's feeling much better today, but still nowhere near 100%. Coupled with, had it not rained cats and dogs yesterday, I probably would have spent my day out of the house driving around, you know, doing some kind of shopping, post-Christmas shopping, whatever, doing things that didn't involve watching football. And then at some point, I would have gotten, I don't know, I would have had some FOMO and would have gone back home and just flipped on Red Zone and watched it. As it was, because of the back and because of the weather, I just flipped on Red Zone at 1 o'clock and it didn't stop. Dog stayed on my lap almost the whole time. It was just a perfect little Sunday. And even though the Lions are done, it is different. It totally has a different feel to it, knowing that there's no playoffs ahead. But it doesn't stop me from watching other games and still loving the NFL. And, hey, can the Jets get that interception? Turns out they can't, at least against Drake May, when Drake May is going to be perfect. You know, watching the other games. Hey, can Myles Garrett get that quarterback sack he needs? Not yet. Not yet. How does Shador look? Shador's not bad. I like Shador Sanders.
But it just, like, the NFL is going to be the NFL. I'm going to watch it the very last week as well, because we only get so much of it every year. And you know I'm a huge pro football guy. But I'm just so jealous of those other teams that get to play for something, even if it's for the development of the future. Because that's not what the Lions are playing for. We know who the core guys are here. I mean, obviously they have some things to fix, but if they're not playing for a division title or a playoff berth, it just, all that juice that we've had the last couple years, yes, and I got used to it. I can't believe we're not doing that again this year. You know, I thought, I don't know how long this window would stay open or whatever you want to call it, but as long as Goff was here and Campbell, you figure they're going to make the playoffs and we'll see what they can do. This year was just so shocking. Like, I remember at the beginning of the year, Gator, the most bet on team apparently to miss the playoffs was the Lions.
Right.
Which sounded crazy.
Crazy.
And it actually happened.
I mean, I said before, you got a 15-win team and the Lions missed the playoffs. A 15-win team in Kansas City that missed the playoffs. And it's not just because
the Vikings.
Mahomes got hurt. I mean, they were done before Mahomes got hurt. The Vikings won 14 games last year and they're out of the playoffs. Now, okay, the Vikings had a change in quarterback, and we I get all that, but it's still, these are three teams that won an insane amount of games the year before, and all three find themselves out of the playoffs. It's nuts. And watching football all weekend long and watching the Packers play on Saturday, and Malik Willis is playing, and he looks great. He looks great. I'm watching some Twitter stuff, people breaking down his game, and it's like, hey, it's not just that he takes off and runs. He's got a great sense in the pocket, and he's throwing the ball to the right receiver. He's throwing it on time. He's got a great arm. And I'm like, he does. He really does. And then I look up his contract, and he's a free agent at the end of the season. He's making money for himself. Now, what kind of contract is Malik Willis going to get in the free agent market? He's not going to sign for $40 million a year, but is he going to get a pretty good contract, like a 2 or 3 year deal? Kind of prove it, and then he's going to hit the big time? Who's going to take a chance on Malik Willis? You get intoxicated with that kind of skill set. And yes, I know what we have in here. And I love Jared Goff. I'm just saying it's, I don't want to start that. What did I just do? I apologize. I just started it. But yeah, it's fun to watch that. If you're a fan of if you're a Packer fan, you've got two quarterbacks you like, and maybe you can lift you through the playoffs. But the Ravens, the way they're playing, it's fun. And seeing these young players in the AFC, the landscape in the AFC might be changing. You know, it's not just Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson. And Lamar's kind of struggled to get in there to the playoffs. Josh Allen missed a play at the end of the game that could have won the Bills the game. And, you know, he looks fallible. The Bills don't look like they're this juggernaut of a team. And obviously the Chiefs have taken a monster hit, and who else is arising there? You've got Trevor Lawrence playing really well. Drake May's playing great. It's just, football is fun. It's a lot of fun. And unfortunately, here with the Lions, we're not in on it for the rest of this season. One more game against the Bears, and the way the Bears played the Niners last night, and the way the Lions defense has been playing outside of the game against the Vikings, but the Vikings, you know, we know with their offense what they were going through. But, I mean, I'm not going to be shocked that the Bears throw 500 yards against the Lions and score 40, particularly if the Lions threw a 52-burger around the first time around. Sean's on a cell. Welcome to 97.1. Hey, Sean.
Hey, how's it going? Touchdown, Detroit black guy. Listen, one thing, I'm going to say this. I'm just going to make a couple of quick points because I want to hear your take on it. Number one, I'm going to step back and allow the Lions to make their decisions and all of that. I've been a fan for decades, and I'm going to say, okay, we didn't make the playoffs this year. That's fine. I'll step back, see what Holmes is going to do, see what Campbell is going to do, all of that. And then let's see if this next year is going to be, yep, this is the new Lions, or is it going to fall into same old Lions? That's on that part. I'm just going to let them handle that.
But what do you want to see happen, Sean? Because, I mean, I understand that. Either they're going to run everything back or they're going to change some things. What would you want to see them do, Sean?
Well, since I'm not a professional, I don't know what's behind the scenes, what Holmes see, what Campbell sees. They're the ones that says, we're good, we're good. I'm like, well, what about this player? But I don't have all that information. So I'm going to say, okay, you guys are the smart ones. I'm going to let you make the decisions. I thought you should have went for something during the trade deadline. I thought you should have. I love Tesla. Don't get me wrong. I love Tesla. I just think for the amount that they use him for, they gave up too much for him. But I'm glad we got him. So if you know, if they're the knowledgeables on that, I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to sit back. I licked my wounds for this year.
Right, so does this mean, Sean, that you're only going to allow it for one more year if they decide to run everything back the way they did? And don't change much of anything, this upcoming season of 2026 would be the last one time that they get that, unless it reaps benefits.
Well, my thing is this, you know, even if they ran it back the same, again, you must know something that I don't. And, you know, like I said, I've been a fan. I've seen the downs, more downs than ups of this team. And so having this success over the past few years is great. But now it's like, okay, let me see if you can sustain this success. You know, I'm not saying Super Bowl for the next 10 years in a row. I'd love it. But I'm just going to step back. I'm not going to go crazy. We need to get rid of Goff. I don't think so. I think he's the type of quarterback that needs a pocket.
All right, so what I'm getting at is you're willing to just let them cook, let them do what they're going to do, and you're going to ride along with it, which is fine if that's what you want to do.
Exactly. What I'm saying. So I'm not saying throw out the baby with the bathwater.
All right. Thanks a lot, Sean. I appreciate the call.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
You know, one of the things you do get with the end of the season, for a team that's not making the playoffs, is it's audition time. You know, players will have their last opportunity to put something on film to show that they still belong in this league, whether they're trying to sell themselves to the current team or sell themselves to the rest of the National Football League. And you shouldn't see guys out there quitting. I don't expect to see that. I expect to see a full effort on Sunday. I don't know who's going to play. There have been some injuries, obviously, with this team. And, you know, does Amon-Ra St. Brown even bother suiting him up? Just say, hey, just get healthy for next year, man. We're fine. Do you say to Jared Goff, we'll play in the first half and that's it, or we're not going to play you at all? Different teams are going to have different approaches. Look what the Raiders did. They sat Max Crosby down. They said, Max, you're done for the year. You don't need to play the last two games. In fact, they kicked him out of the facility, said, you're out of here, go. And he's like, I can play. I'm willing to play. Yeah, you've been hurt since like week 7. Yeah, but I've been playing. I want to play. You're not playing. He's pissed. He's out there putting videos on Instagram and social media of him, you know, playing basketball at his house, launching three-pointers, showing that he's healthy. He's not happy. And, you know, that's the name. Max Crosby, guy played here locally at Eastern Michigan, guy who a year ago, year and a half ago, everybody kept saying, trade for Max Crosby, trade for Max Crosby. And he kept saying he doesn't want to leave, that he loves it there with the Raiders. Why would he want to leave? And then the Raiders ended up giving him an extension. And it was he was handsomely paid for it, for a three-year extension. But here it is, 1 year through that extension, and there seems to be a disconnect with Max Crosby and the Raiders. He's not in line with the philosophy. He wants to keep playing. And they shut him down. Wonder if he's going to be available in a trade this offseason. But if the Lions screw themselves in an opportunity of trying, and maybe that's a little harsh to say it, but have they taken themselves out of being involved in the trade for any kind of high-priced talent because they just don't have the cap space anymore?
Yeah, I don't think they're going to have the space. But I mean, Jared Goff's got a huge cap hit next year, and I expect that to be restructured so that so Lions can take care of, like, you know, pressing needs.
LaPorta,
not just getting, yeah, like
Branch are the two guys.
Exactly. It's guys on their own team and filling holes. I mean, I'd love to have Max Crosby. That's not to me, the biggest hole on this team is fixing the offensive line.
It
you just got to take care of the offensive line before anything else. And then everything else falls into place after. What are you going to do at center? I think Ratledge is going to be your guard, right, moving forward. Is Mahogany the answer at left guard? I mean,
but I don't know if Ratledge is your solution at guard. Ratledge might be a solution at center. I don't know.
Whatever it is, then, right. Between those three inside, they got to figure it out because that is the lifeline of this team. If you can't run the ball and you can't protect Goff, you just saw what happened the last 3 weeks. You know, I mean, they did put some points up against the Rams, but the last 2 weeks, Steelers, Vikings, the offense was way too absent in most of the game.
They have to know in the next couple months. They have to know before free agency even begins what Frank Ragnow wants to do. Does Frank Ragnow want to give another shot, or is he actually fully retired? You know, because he tried and then had the hamstring issue came up and on the medical report and disqualified him. Does he want to play or not? If he wants to play, awesome, because he's one of the best in the game. He's still young. He's still got it. You know, a year free from taking the pounding of the NFL, probably feels re-energized. Let's go. All right. But when he comes back, how much longer is he going to come back for? You can't bank on him. Like, oh, yeah, Frank just signed a 5-year deal. I wouldn't count on that. You still have to develop somebody. A lot of questions to ask themselves in the offseason. I just brought it across because we were talking about injuries and stuff, and here's a guy, and you know, and thinking about who you play at the end of the season, and he's been told to stay away from the facility. And he wants to play, and he's not playing. And, you know, a year and a half ago, Lion fans were all in a huff about got to find another edge rusher. And the names everybody was talking about, go trade for Trey Hendrickson, go trade for Max Crosby. And then those guys ended up being off the trade market. Well, Trey Hendrickson will be a free agent. Now, he missed like the last 7 games of the season here with an injury. Maybe that knocks his price way down. And then you've got Max Crosby. If he's unhappy, our team's going to be calling the Raiders constantly and trying to acquire Max Crosby, because that would be an amazing addition to any team. But you think about it here locally, it's what everybody wanted a year and a half ago. But now have priorities changed? Is the priority of the offensive line? And it might be the offensive line. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. So, Ken, you've been dealing with this in your house for a couple weeks. I think you got sick first, and then the family got sick, and your Christmas was totally displaced because of the illness in the house. And you're not alone. Find out that Two Cuts, Shabath, who does the updates, that he wasn't feeling well on Friday. I think his girlfriend was ill as well. Other people in his family were sick.
Did they not have a normal Christmas either?
I think that their Christmas was okay, but it was shortly after Christmas that they got sick. I've heard of many other people.
Heather from the morning show.
Heather from the morning show, right. She was telling me about her kids and what they're going through and how they got displaced a little bit on Christmas.
Our Christmas has got a hijack, Gator.
Mine got hijacked by the Lions sucking, but even then it was fine. We all had a great time at my house and a great dinner and gift exchange and just kind of relaxing and stuff. And I love hosting. I had a great time. And fortunately, nobody was sick. But I feel like I might be in the minority here because everybody, it sounds like, has a story of people being sick around them.
Yeah, unfortunately. And I feel the worst for my two young daughters because this is what Christmas is about for the kids, especially when they know, you know, they're 4 and 7, so they know the presents are coming. They get excited. They know what they want. You know, all those pictures we took with them and all the toys in the aisles. Maybe this is where they, you know, time to pay the piper, right? Time to get my toys. I took all those pictures. You told me I could get this. So I felt worse for them. We didn't go anywhere Christmas Eve. We usually do my in-laws Christmas Eve. We usually do my mom's Christmas Day. No and no. And it's just because it's just my house is a disaster. I don't know if we're just passing all around to each other, whatever it is. Anyone with kids knows this. If one kid gets sick, it's eventually going to catch up to your family. And then I'm reading every day and seeing on the news how this year's flu cases are way up and just everyone has been more affected than usual. Plans change. The NFL, we talk about sports, basketball, hockey. You see the illness pop up constantly with practice reports, game day. So I just wondered, anybody else get affected by this? Did your Christmas get ruined like mine? It was terrible.
Yeah, and do you take precautions? Like this year, I got a flu shot and a COVID shot about a month and a half ago. I went into CVS and got it taken care of. And not that it's going to prevent me from getting sick necessarily, but what it'll hopefully do is if I do get sick, that it won't be like the
more mild symptoms.
It'll be very mild if I do. And I'm hoping that I don't get any of the symptoms. And I'm just hopefully I'll be fine and I'll stay healthy. But it's something over the years that I've been on and off about when it comes to the flu shot. If I remember, I'll go get one. Fortunately, at the radio station here, usually there's a day where they'll bring somebody in that administering flu shots. You know, present your insurance card and a whole bit, and get that taken care of. Although this year I wasn't able, I think I had the day off that day when it happened, so I couldn't get it done here. But I ended up going ahead and doing it, and I feel like it's benefited me over the years. When I see people that are absolutely positively miserable and I'm not, I feel terrible for those people, but I'm also very happy that I'm okay and I'm knocking on wood that it stays that way. But yeah, I don't think you are definitely not alone. I think there are many people out there that are dealing with the illness that's going around. And like you said, we've seen it on the injury reports for the NFL and for hockey and basketball as well. You see illness pop up all the time. Like, why is this player out? He's missed the last couple of games. Illness. What is that? Oh. Flu. And are people, you know, because getting some misinformation out there, not getting the flu shot, or they just never did in the first place, whatever it is. Welcome back to the Carson Anderson program here on 97.1 Gator, along with Kang. Got Doug will be back on next week, and he'll have some plenty of insight on what's going on with the University of Michigan. Hey, we got to get to that story. They hired a coach. They did that on, I guess, agreed to terms on Friday and kind of formally announced it yesterday. The Kyle Whittingham era is getting ready to begin. Of course, it won't really officially begin until after their bowl game and once the portal season starts, which is the end of this week. But got to be exciting news for Michigan Wolverine fans. I can't imagine too many people are upset by that. If you're a Wolverine fan, I think my 2 cents right here in 10 seconds. I think Kyle Whittingham's a great hire for Michigan. I think he's a really good football coach and somebody that you don't have to worry about bringing scandal to the team. You don't have to worry about Kyle Whittingham. He's a good guy for that. Question is, you know, it's a 5-year contract. Is going to be there for all 5 years? We'll see. 66 years old. Looked like he was walking away from the deal in Utah, but he runs to the deal with Michigan, which is great news for Wolverines. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Let's get back to the phones. Art is next up in Monroe. Welcome to 97.1. Hey, Art.
Hey, Gator. Good talking to you. Glad to hear you and Kang. Hey, real quick, man, I wanted to touch on your thought about what would I hope to see in the offseason. A few things, Gator. Yep. I hope they're taking a deep dive into whether or not there's an experienced defensive coordinator and play caller out there that fits the culture. But more importantly, I think everything begins and ends with finding out for sure if Frank Ragnow is going to come back because a reasonably healthy Ragnow changes your whole approach in the offseason. But we got to do everything we can to look at the left tackle position, the center position, and possibly the guard position. But what irks me more than anything else watching Chicago is Ben Johnson stole the Campbell philosophy and has had an experienced offensive line from the get-go, and look at how they're doing. And that's what's killing us with the Lions, Gator. I can believe that we can get by if we find one or two defensive linemen, but without the offensive line shored up, we're toast again.
Yeah, and thanks for the call. I will say this. I agree with almost everything you said. I think one of the priorities is finding out what Frank Ragnow is going to do for next year. So that helps you set up what your priorities are going to be. If you know Frank's coming back, you can breathe a little bit with the center position, but I'm still looking for a center at some point because Frank's not going to play forever. If he plays next year, great, but you know, how much longer will he keep going? The left tackle position, I think, is solved with Penei Sewell. I think he ends up being your left tackle if Taylor Decker decides to retire. But then you got a right tackle issue. And you have to find out if the guys that are on your roster now that you didn't get to see play this year, are they worth having around? Are they still developmental guys that you think can develop into starting talent, or are they just developed to be backup talent? And that's fine, too, because you need to have backup talent. But that also means you need to find starting talent elsewhere, whether it's in a free agency or in the draft. But I agree 100% that it's, you know, the offensive line is the lifeblood of this team. And did Ben Johnson steal that? Yeah, in a way. Bears went out, and the Bears have been acquiring talent for a couple of years here. You know, they've been bad. They've had some draft picks, and they've made them pay off. And I said going into this year, Caleb Williams, by the end of the season, is going to be a problem. Because at some point, it's going to click. It's going to click with him that he understands the playbook, and he'll be working with Ben Johnson, who's a very good offensive coordinator, and now he's calling plays still over there, and now he's the head coach. And he's so good athletically and so gifted with a cannon for an arm and obviously the ability to scramble and continue the play and extend and expand the play, and that's really a gift. But having an offensive line that gives him the time to throw initially, and then if the rusher comes, he's able to elude the pressure, and that offensive line then can then adjust a second time and give him even more time. Good God, that's a recipe for success. And I hate to admit that, but that's what I thought the Bears are going to be at the end of the season. I didn't think the Bears are going to be this good at this point, having, you know, as many wins as they have. But here they are. You know, maybe a couple games ahead of schedule for me, but I wonder if the Bears have lapped everybody in the division at this point, Kang. You know, are the Bears moving forward? Is this the team to beat in the NFC North?
Well, that should be a fear for sure, because they got a young quarterback who's just getting into it with Ben Johnson, who's a really good coordinator and good offensive play caller. So this could be the beginning of a decent run by the Bears, or we just mentioned the Lions won 15 games last year. No playoffs this year. The Vikings won 14 games last year. No playoffs this year. This is a tough division where not everyone's going to make the playoffs. I think it's going to kind of rotate between who's not going to make the playoffs because they all can't make the playoffs. It's just a tough division. Now, next year, Caleb Williams could regress. You never know. They might lose some players, you know, after the season and the offseason. Yep. So, but their window looks like it just opened up, and it's happening faster than we expected, because usually it takes a young quarterback and a coordinator a year or two to get on the same page and learn, you know, everything that he needs to learn. Because the scary part is, Gator, he doesn't know everything that Johnson wants him to know yet. And he's not fully developed. He hasn't hit a ceiling, Caleb Williams. Like, he still misses open receivers. I don't think he goes through all his reads correctly all the time, but he's got enough of that hero ball in him to keep plays alive and make things happen. And that's happened a lot for the Bears this year, where they've come back from behind or late, you know, fourth quarter rallies, and they've won these games, and they stack up. So, yeah, they look like they could be a formidable opponent for sure, but the Lions got to get themselves right, and I think that's working on the offensive line.
More ticket texts coming in. Need to talk about Campbell. Should he stay or should he go? I just don't think that him and Holmes can do it. They want to be loyal, and they can't look outside the box and go get the resources that are needed. I'm not moving on from Dan Campbell. Not at this point, just because they took a step back this year.
No, Dan Campbell's not going anywhere, and he shouldn't go anywhere.
No.
The fair question to ask is, what do you do with the coordinators?
Well, I was just going to say, now going back to the previous caller, he's talked about Kelvin Shepherd on defense. Obviously, they have to find an offensive coordinator, because Dan Campbell's not going to be calling plays the whole time. And I don't think he wants to. I think he wants to get back to being the CEO of this team and pay maximum attention as he should. It's not easy doing what Andy Reid does. It's not easy doing what a couple of the coaches around the league do when they're calling plays and they're the head coach. Campbell can do it, but you know, I'd rather have him do it in short stints of time as opposed to the whole season. So they need to find, they have to find an offensive coordinator. And this last game, again, this is an audition for Kelvin Shepherd, too. He's got to prove that he can still get this job done as a defensive coordinator. There have been times this year where the defenses look great. And then there have been times where they've struggled. Prior to the Vikings game, the previous five games, the defense had given up like 450 yards a game. That ain't good enough. But the effort that they put forth against the Vikings was fantastic. Now, given Max Brosmer is the quarterback, right? And they were missing some other players on offense too, but I'd like the effort they had. Is that going to be enough to save Shepard's job? I don't know. I do think that they have to take a hard look at themselves and say, do we need to change both coordinators? We're going to at least change one. Do we change a second or not? Huge question to ask this team. With the easier schedule next season, the Lions will go 10-7 and miss the playoffs again. Too many holes to fill and too many long-term injuries. Well, the schedule is huge. That part is big, that they have the fourth place schedule. So that definitely helps them out. If they go 10-7 next year with that schedule, that's going to be disappointing. If they miss the playoffs altogether, that's obviously way disappointing. The too many holes to fill thing, I'm not sure if there are too many holes to fill. I think the question is, can these guys come back from injury without getting injured again? And I don't know if that's the case with Kirby Joseph. I don't know if that's ever the case with guys that play in the secondary, because you're out there to get hurt. Guys in the secondary are always hurt. And we've seen that with most of the guys in the secondary. They've spent time on the sidelines. You know, Brian Branch has a horrible injury he's going to have to overcome, and who knows when he's going to come back next, at what point next season. You know, the Lions should be in the market for a safety, at least one safety. Do they do that in the draft? Do they do that in free agency or both? We'll see, but they have to get a safety. And there's some really good safeties in the draft, so I kind of like that depth there, as I've already started to do a little bit of a dive there. But that's a big part of this team. And it's tough to evaluate Kelvin Shepard when your entire secondary has been out for so long. But the front seven's been pretty healthy. And guys like DJ Reader, Alim McNeil up front have been a little disappointing this season, maybe more than a little disappointing this season. And you got decisions to make. If you're not bringing back Reader, then you gotta fill that spot with somebody.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome back to Carson Anderson here on 97.1. Gator and Kang taking your calls at 248-539-9797. Same number to text as well. Actually, to be fair, Corbin's taking the calls, but screening the calls anyway. Just a beautiful Monday afternoon. Well, it's not afternoon yet. And yes, I was being facetious with the fog and the snow coming down. This is what I wanted for Christmas Day, because I love having a white Christmas. Having snowfall as heavily as it is right now, a mere 12 hours after it was 59 degrees outside. I don't know if you knew that, Kang, last night. It was 59 degrees at like 11:15 yesterday, last night.
I saw the high on my phone. I was like, what? Like that the high was supposed to be, yeah.
I couldn't believe it. I was watching Sportsworks last night, and the bottom left, it has the temperature. I'm like, whoa, no. And then I went outside and realized, yeah, it's this warm. And then I'm looking at my phone and seeing how the temperature is going to drop, and every 2 hours is dropping by 10 degrees, and then eventually getting to the mid-20s. And here we are with crazy snow. It's kind of blinding at times, so be careful out there if you're on the roads. Be mindful of who's around you. The snow falling like this, obviously it's going to be a little slippery out there. And because it's difficult with the visibility, please be very careful. Just saying. 248-539-9797. Jared is next up on 97.1. Hey, Jared.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
How are you?
Good. Yeah, I've been listening to you guys for a little bit and was talking about golf and moving on from them, and a lot of the
segments have been saying, you know, who would you go get? And I was wondering what your guys' opinion on that backup for Green Bay. He seems to be able to make all the throws, but he can move. If the pocket breaks down or the line, you know, breaks down, he can move and make something happen. And, you know, 17-week season, you're not going to have a healthy offensive line all year round. So, there's going to be times in backups are going to be in there. And I was just wondering your opinion on Green Bay.
I would say this.
The contract's up.
Right. And thanks for the call, Jared. I appreciate it. Malik Willis is the quarterback you're talking about. And Malik Willis was a first-round pick formerly with Tennessee and didn't get much of an opportunity there. And when he did, he looked bad. He looked too raw. And they went through coaching changes and everything else, and they gave up on him. And the Packers took a chance, and they developed him. And he looks great. He looks great. Now, to be fair, King, that's Doug's guy. Malik Willis was one of Doug's guys. And he does look great. We're not moving on from Jared Goff.
No.
Just $70 million cap hit to try to move on from Jared Goff. So Goff is here. But he, to his defense, he was saying as a backup.
Yes.
The problem is, I think Malik Willis has put the whole NFL on notice that he's ready for a starting job.
He might be. That's the issue. So, first of all, Willis, he fell to the third round that year. Doug wanted him in the first round. That's why that was a whole big deal, whatever. But yeah, he's a third round pick, former third round pick, like you said. He might have played himself into a starting gig in this league, even if it's for like a gap quarterback, you know, maybe like a 2-year deal somewhere. I don't know if Arizona moves on from Kyler Murray or the Jets need somebody before they, you know.
Jets need somebody.
You know what I mean? Before they get their next quarterback. So Malik Willis might be starting somewhere. As far as a backup, I'd love to have Malik Willis as a backup, but he's not going to be cheap. And like I said, he might be a starter somewhere else. The thing is, though, Jared Goff is your quarterback, and knock on wood, he plays every game, you know? So
you don't want
to rely on your backup quarterback anyways. And so I know Malik Willis is more mobile than Jared Goff. Everyone's more mobile than Jared Goff. I think that people need to get over that. I know it's tough for people, but Jared Goff is who he is. But with protection, he's all pro. He's that good.
He is so great when he's got time to throw.
Yes.
And then he takes more chances, too. And everything with the Lions offensively starts with that offensive line. And if it's not there, then it's tough sledding, man. But Goff has had a hell of a season this year with a bad offensive line. And there have been games where it's shown up where it's just been too much. And what happened on Christmas Day is an example of that. And he doesn't help himself out either if he's going to throw into coverage and get it picked off a couple times like it happened. The fumbles are, you know, I'm not sure how many of those fumbles I blame Jared Goff for on a couple of bad snaps and then just getting sandwiched by defense. But Goff's not going anywhere. As much as people that don't like Goff, they really don't like Goff. And they don't like him because he can't move. And I understand that you're upset that he can't move. I get that. But there are a bunch of other ways to succeed as a quarterback in this league if you don't have speed, and Goff has found a way to do it.
Yeah, the solution isn't get a more mobile quarterback. The solution is fix your offensive line.
That's the better fix, yes. But I think, personally, I think Malik Willis is going to be starting in the league next year for some other team.
You think he gets a shot finally?
I think he's going to get a shot. Now, I don't think, I said earlier, I don't think he's going to necessarily sign a 5-year $200 million contract with somebody.
No, but I could see a 2-3 year deal.
But I could see a 2 or 3 year, we're going to take a chance on you to prove it. We'll give you, say, $20 million a year. Maybe it's a 3-year, $60 million contract that he could get from the Jets or a team like that. I mean, if I were the Jets, I'd do it. I'd absolutely look at that. Then I'd put all my draft capital to protecting your quarterback and giving him time to throw so that he has a chance. But that's to be seen. But I do think Malik Willis has earned himself a starting quarterback's job somewhere in the league.
Wow. You like Malik Willis more than Doug now?
I don't think so. I think Doug still loves Malik Willis.
I don't know what
he
kind of contract.
He just doesn't like to talk about it because he's with Green Bay.
I'm not sure what kind of contract Willis is going to get, but I wouldn't be shocked if he was offered a gig like the Jets or the Raiders. You know, like just a stopgap kind of quarterback till they get their guy. But who knows?
Well, the Raiders thought they had it with Geno Smith.
So I don't think so. I don't think so.
No, it doesn't work that way. 248-539-9797. Some more texts that have come in. The Minnesota Vikings coach outcoached Dan Campbell for the second time. I'm not going to disagree with that. It could have been so much worse. Just imagine if Brosmer had gone off for 7 or 8 passing yards. Sean in St. Clair Shores. He had 51 passing yards, but yes, with the 48 yards in sack total, it's the net passing. I don't know why it goes to the passing. It was, you know, hit without throwing the football. So nonetheless, I get the point, and it's it is kind of funny there. That's how pathetic the output was from the Minnesota Vikings in the game on Christmas Day. Bill is on a cell phone. You're next up here, 97.1. Hey, Bill.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right.
What I wanted to know was, wanted to think about was, is Tyler Lindenbaum even a possibility? I mean, I know he's a free agent. He might get franchised even by the Ravens. It would take a boatload of money to get him. You know, is there any way, you know, I know the Lions have a lot of free agents. I mean, do you sacrifice a couple of guys that you kind of wish you didn't have to sacrifice? Maybe a Meek Robertson or I don't know who else, but is that possible to get him? Because this all started when Ragnow retired. And if you could somehow get him, I think then in the draft, fill in the rest of the line, I can see this maybe turn around a little bit faster than some people might think.
Well, and thanks for the call. I think you kind of answer your own question to start the whole thing. You don't know if he's going to be franchised or if he's going to sign, whatever's going to happen with him. And he's a center for the Ravens, for those that don't know, and he's awfully good. He's only missed a few games over his 4-year career. He's great. I can't imagine that Baltimore is going to let him go. They will sign him to an extension or franchise him or whatever it is that they're going to have to do. So, no, I don't think it's realistic to think that he's available. He might be, but I don't think it's realistic. Now, if there's a player like that out there in free agency, again, this goes back to my other number one priority going into the offseason, and that is Frank Ragnow. Do you want to play next year or not? And I'm not upset with whatever he's going to say, right? If he wants to play, awesome. Getting one of the best centers in football back, and he's after taking a year off to heal up. Okay, great. But if he doesn't want to play, if he's like, yeah, you know what, I tried to make that comeback, end up messing up my hamstring, I just don't want to go through it. Okay, fair enough. Then he stays retired, and then you have to start looking at other options. If they can find another option, then yeah, of course. I mean, that's we've been talking about all day today. The priority is to fix the offensive line for the Detroit Lions. 97.1.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid, the audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.